The basis of Bible-believing Christianity is that there was family worship, and that was the rock on which they built their lives. Family worship. I was brought up in a Christian family. My father wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a committed Christian, but with Christian principles. And my mother was a Christian since she was quite young. But my father could lead us in worship like no other person, because he learned that from his father, who was a Christian. And there was five of us in the family in Barvis here. And before we went to school, that's during war years, we had a piece in the bag, a gas mask during the war. And but we had worship in the home before we went to school. And my father, he read a suitable passage of the Bible each morning before we went to school. And after reading, that wasn't the end. He said, "What do you remember, William, Donald, Katie, George, Don, about the passage I read?" We gave an answer in our own way. And then he had a short prayer. And that was an act of worship before we went to school. And that was a sort of family worship that dominated the whole parish. They loved the Lord. And as a minister said about another parish where I was minister, Abinuig, he said, they were interested in what was happening in the parish. That is in the great revival of 1824 onwards. They asked the minister, "What is this revival in the parish of Uig?" "It is like this," he said. "The parish has become a temple, and worship is the main occupation." Hundreds, if not thousands, were led to the Lord. It was a breath of the Holy Spirit. God moved in our midst. And as a wee girl said in another movement of the Spirit, she was asked by another schoolgirl, "What is this revival in the village?" She said, "The Lord has come to stay in our midst." And that would be the sum total of what happened. God moved in. And what the world needs, as we said already, that is what the world needs today, what the church needs, a breath from heaven.